Good evening,
GWA. I am very excited to have for you some information that maybe you want to know about the beaked dinosaurs, Stegosaurus and Ankylosaur of the suborder Stegosauria, because just this is from a 2006 paper called Dinosaurs with Special Reference to the American Museum Collections. So we're gonna get started. Oh shit. I just put new batteries in my little toy. Oh fuck. Okay. Oh shit. Okay. This group of dinosaurs is remarkable for the massive. Oh fuck. The massive bony armor plates, crests, and spines covering the body and tail. They were more or less completely quadrupedal instead of bipedal, with straight post-like limbs and short, rounded feet adapted to support the weight of the massive body and heavy armature. Oh, God. I'm just rubbing it up and down my slit. Fuck. Although so different superficially from the bird, the bird-footed biped iguanodonts, they are evidently related to them, for the teeth are similar, and the horny beak and construction of the pelvis, and the three-toed hind foot and four-toed front foot all betray relationship. From what we know, seems probable that they evolved from iguanodon ancestors, developing the bony armor as protection against the attacks of carnivorous dinosaurs, and modifying the proportions of limbs and feet to enable them to support its weight. They were evidently herbivorous, and some of them gigantic in size. Smaller kinds with less massive armor have been found in Europe, but the largest and most extraordinary members of the strange race are from North America. Stegosaurus. Oh, fuck. The extraordinary reptile equaled the Allosaurus in size and bore, along the crest of the back, a double row of enormous bony plates projecting upward and somewhat outward, alternating to one side and the other. The largest of these plates, situated just to the back of the pelvis, were over 2 feet high and 2.5 long, thinning out at the base, 4 inches thick. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, the tail was armed with 4 or more stout spines, 2 feet long and 5 or 6 inches thick at the base. Oh, fuck. The neck region was probably elsewhere, and the skin had numerous small bony nodules and some larger ones embedded in the substance of protecting its surface. The head was absurdly small for so huge an animal, and this... and the stiff, thick tail projected backwards, but not long enough to reach the ground. The hind limbs are very long and straight, and the forelimbs relatively short, and the short, high, arched back and extremely deep and compressed body serve to exaggerate the height and prominence of the great plates. The surface of these plates, covered with a network of blood vessels, shows that they bore covering of thick, horny skin during life, which probably projected the ridge beyond their edges and still further increased their size. The spines of the tail were also probably cased in horn. The extraordinary animal was contemporary of the Brontosaurus and Allosaurus, and his discovery is one of the great achievements of the late Professor Marsh. Oh, the skeletons which he described are mounted in the Yale and National Museums. Another skeleton was found in the famous Bone Cabin Quarry near Medicine Bow, Wyoming, in the American Museum Expedition of 1901. This skeleton, at present withdrawn from lack of space, we mounted the Jurassic Dinosaur Hall in their new wing under construction. Okay. Ankylosaurus. Related to Stegosaurus, equally huge but very different in proportion and character of its armor, was the Ankylosaurus of the late Creatic. This animal, contemporary of the Tyrannosaurus and duck-billed dinosaurs, was more effectively the less grotesquely armored than its more ancient relative. The body was covered with massive bony plates set close together and lying flat over the surface from the head to tip of tail. While the Stegosaurus body was narrowed and compressed, In this animal, it is exceptionally broad over the wide... Oh, fuck. And the wide-spreading ribs are calcified with the vertebrae making very... Oh, fuck. Okay, I'm going to use both those. Ready? Let's see if we can make it to the end of this paragraph. Making very solid for the transverse rows of armor plates. The head, in broad triangular, flat-topped, and solidly armored, the plates consolidated with the surface of the skull and overhanging sides in front, the nostrils and eyes, oh, fuck, overhung by plates and bosses, of bone, and the tail ended in a blunt, heavy club of massive plates consolidated with each, oh, fuck, with each other to the tip of the tail vertebrae. The legs were short and massive and straight, ending probably with elephant-like feet. The animal has well been called, oh, fuck, the most ponderous animated citadel the world has ever seen. And we may suppose that when it tucked in its legs and settled on the surface, it would be proof even against the attacks of the terrible Tyrannosaur. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck, 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 fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. So quick. Well, I hope you learned something anyway. Thanks for joining.